Crisis in Britannia, Day 48. Hello, I'm Bunder Bard, and you're listening to Britannia Network News. In the headlines today, we have another report from BNN reporter Drennan, live with the resistance Intrinsic. Drennan?
Hail again, Bundor.
Where are you, Drennan?
My apologies, Bundor, but I can't say at the moment. I'm traveling with a group of resistance fighters on our way to raid a nearby supply depot. I found myself enlisted in their makeshift army. It is certainly a good thing I learned the blade as a boy. I have with me the rebel leader who was asked not to be named. Good lady, would you care to give our listeners some details?
Well, the west and south gates are blocked. Most of the walkway is inaccessible. Recalling and gating into and out of the city is perilous at best. The only real way in is with boats. Thank the virtues for Nystal's gate. Many of those who couldn't fight made it out. Remind me to buy that one a drink when I see him.
Do you have an assessment of the city?
The undead are everywhere, meandering around like they own the place. And if that isn't bad enough, they've set traps. Real nasty those things are.
Hi, don't remind me. That flame column came a bit too close last night. Do you have any messages for those outside of the city?
Hell yeah. If you can't fight, stay the f*** away from Trinzik. But if you can handle a blade, shoot a bow, or cast a spell, get the f*** to this city. We need all the help we can get.
Thank you, Drennan. Keep your guard up. We look forward to hearing your next report. And that's the news for today. I'm Bunder Bard, and this is BNN.